chapter 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Anybody got any bones around here? Any bony people around here? Any bony people around here? In the valley of dry bones. Down in the valley of dry bones, where there's death. Death is the perfect place where revival should take place. Give God something to work with. He likes dry things. Dry things catch on fire fast. How many of you are dry? How many of you are dry? Almost gone. Almost spent out. Doesn't seem to be an ounce of liquid in you. Dry. Well, if you're dry and spent out, you're in the right place at the right time. For this is the valley of dry bones, and the Lord has sent his word. And he said, the hand of the Lord carried me to a dry place. And every once in a while you wonder, God, why did you bring me here? What in the world is going on in this mess? Anybody ever been in something? God promised you a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where the Spirit of God will flow, and then take you to the driest place you can ever find, opposition everywhere. But he plants you in the midst of the valley of dry bones and set me in the midst of dry bones and was full. Shout right now because you're in a place full of dry bones. There are dry bones all over the Woodlands, Texas. There are a whole lot of people that were once walking in the Holy Ghost that are walking in sin and walking in the lust of the flesh. They were once with it, now can't get with anything. Full of dry bones. People are full of the Spirit of God, now they're full of hell. Amen. Hallelujah, you're in the valley of dry bones. And he caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there was very much in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And God said, can these people live? I'm too broke. I'm too discouraged. I can't keep the kids quiet. I can't keep the flu off myself. Can these people live? And when God says live, he means live. When he's talking about life, he doesn't mean just breathing. He says he's not talking about just breathing. He's talking about life and life more abundantly. Every once in a while, I get to the point and say, man, I need a life. I look at the things facing me and say, why am I facing this again and again and again and again and again? And you make yourself wonder, can I live the life that God wants me to live? Can it actually happen? How many of you ask yourself that question? I hear them talking about it. I hear them talking about abundance. I hear them talking about all of these things, but I just can't seem to get my fingers on it and have it happen. Can these bones live? God was asking him the question. And the man said, God, you know. And again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these dry bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear. O ye dry bones, hear. Everybody circle, hear. Woohoo, that's the problem. See, that's the problem. Before revival, you've got to hear the word. Everybody wants to have revival with no word. He said, speak unto the dry bones. Somebody say, before revival, you got to hear something. He said, son of man, prophesy unto these dry bones. O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak unto you right now. Now, we were talking all, how many of you caught that all throughout the week's messages? Here. God's trying to do something for you. Here. Don't allow the devil to steal it from you. Hear it. Oh, ye. And I can prophesy to the dry bones and command your ears to open up. Remember the teaching that we gave earlier in the week? And the teaching said, listen, he that has an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. The gift of hearing ears. Thus saith the Lord God unto these dry bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and over and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. For ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied, and as I commanded, and as I prophesied, there was, as I spoke, as I did the word, as I started to talk to the dry bones, instead of letting the bones talk to me, instead of letting the circumstance talk to me, I started to talk to the circumstance. Jesus asked him the question, can these dry bones live? He didn't say pray that these dry bones would live. He didn't say that, did he? He said, prophesy to the dry bones. Bible says if you would only speak to the mountain, it will be cast into the sea. It's time to talk to the circumstance. Time to talk to the dry bones and command the word of God over it. It says, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And behold, a shaking. There was a noise. You notice that we had a wave of noise where God was speaking, make a joyful noise unto the Lord and the sound of noise. And then on Friday night, shaking. There was a noise. See, God does things prophetically. He will prophetically move. He will do things that we don't understand. He's trying to speak to us in another way and confirm another thing that he's doing. He'll do a freaky thing and we never know what it's all about. We'll hear shaking and we can conceive, well, shake the people in prayer. But really, we're talking about there's a shaking that's going to take place. There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Notice it said bone to his bone. You never read that, huh? And the bones came together. Bones to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews of the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered above them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy unto the dry bones, then speak to the wind. Thus saith the Lord, God, there's going to be a revival in the land, in the north, to the four winds, the north, the south, the east, and the west. From the north, south, the east, and the west. Come on, revival, I know you're out there, amen. I prophesy unto you. Holy Ghost, I know you're there. I speak to you in the north. Come on from the north. Come on from the south. Come from the east and come from the west. I prophesy unto you in the name of Jesus. Come! Come on, Holy Ghost. He comes with healing in his way. When we declare, when we speak the things that God, listen, whatever God does on the earth, he has to do it through your mouth. Did you know that? You know, before God can do have revival on the earth, it's got to come out of your mouth first. The wind represents the pneuma of God, the Holy Ghost. Not only were they able to, they had to speak to the dry bones, but then they had to speak those things that are not as though they are, because they are in the spirit, but they haven't materialized in the flesh yet. But as soon as he prophesied it, come on, glory to God. As soon as he prophesied it, it dropped from one dimension to the next dimension. He said, I was there all along, but I just need a gateway. Hallelujah. For out of the mouth, the tongue, the mouth is the gateway of heaven to earth. I brought revival by speaking it out of my mouth. So they began to prophesy. Somebody start, the angels hearken unto the voice of God. Remember the Bible said, listen, all you got to do is speak his word. And when you speak his word, there he is. I've seen the move of God. I've seen the grace of God. I've seen the anointing of God. I've seen the fire of God. I've seen God move and do things that people could never do. Glory to God. He's not finished yet. He's not done yet. He's only just begun. The devil ain't pushing me nowhere. Glory to God. I call forth the four winds of the earth. I call forth revival from the north, south, the east, and the west. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. There shall be a mighty moving revival in the land. And as I speak it, glory to God, faith is substance of things hoped for. I declare unto you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy right now in the name of Jesus. There shall be a mighty moving revival in the land. A mighty moving Holy Ghost revival. Can nobody stop it? Speak it. Just say it. Hallelujah. And he said to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain. Well, who slain them? The devil went out there and stuff they had no business getting into. The devil put them in their place. Slain. Stuck. I know many that are slain in the land. I believe he's already moving. I believe there were some just a couple of weeks ago that were slain someplace. Come on. That were once in the things of God, but we couldn't see him anywhere. Amen. Where were you 3 weeks ago? You were somewhere slain, but God sent his word and healed that disease, and they're coming in. I don't care. There are some people out there that are just slain. Not in the spirit, but just slain and helpless. Can't get up. Help me, I've fallen and I can't get up. It should be, help me, I've fallen and I won't get up. Somebody say dry bones. I know I should, but I can't. I just can't help it. That's all right, dry bones, you just lay there a little bit longer. I'm prophesying to the four winds, amen? And I'm going to speak life unto those things and help you get up out of those things you couldn't get up out. The Bible says, up out of the muck and miry clay, he lifted me. Glory to God. He lifted me, glory to God. He picked me up and turned me around. The Holy Ghost is coming to pick you up. Somebody called 911. That one was stuck on the side somewhere, helpless, stuck with a loser, stuck on a dead-end path, stuck there. But somebody called the Holy Ghost and said, help, we need revival, glory to God. Somebody's slipping away that they may live. Someone stop talking to you. Every once in a while, you got to get to the point. I'm going to stop messing with your man. Stop communicating with your mind. I'm just going to prophesy to you. Every once in a while, you got to close the book and say, well, you just go and do it your way. But I prophesy unto you in the name of Jesus. Those dry bones, I prophesy life to your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We've been trying to get through to too many people's heads. I prophesy life to those that are stuck. The Holy Ghost is in this place tonight trying to give us an escape and a way out. There are some people that have fallen and can't get up. You done tried everything. Cookies, bake sales, glory to God. Anything you could try, and they just won't move. But the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Prophesy life to the dry bones, amen. No, that's not life. I prophesy you'll come back to life again. The devil's not going to keep you dead, amen. You're not going to die, amen. The devil's not going to steal from you any longer because there's a part of you just don't know about. So you joined the covenant. See, because when we're down, see, one can lift us up. See, there's some people that cut covenants and they thought just because they can walk out, it's over. No, 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 no. There's a part of you on the side of God's side, amen, that say, oh, no, that's me over there stuck in the mud someplace. That's my child over there. They're not in their right mind right now. They're doing some other thing, but I prophesy life to those dry bones. I agree with the spirit that said, I'll go with you, God, anywhere. And that thing that the devil's going to do is going to be canceled out. The devil's not going to take that. Devil's not going to have his way no more. There's a Holy Ghost revival coming, glory to God, that will cause them to repent and turn around. I prophesy life. I prophesy life. Come back alive again. Get your faith back, amen. Get your vision back. Get your shout back. Get your joy back, amen. Come on back. Come back to life again in Jesus' name. Come back in Jesus' name. I tried everything, but all of a sudden I just stopped trying and started to speak the word of God. And the Bible says, my word won't return unto me void. but it will accomplish that thing which is sent for to do. Hallelujah. Woo. God knows where they're at. God knows where they're at. There is no pit too deep that God can't pull somebody out. There is no sickness. There's nobody that's so sick that God can't heal. Glory to God. There is no devil that's so bad he won't come out. I'm tired of messing with this now. Now I'm going to speak the word of God over the situation. I'm tired of playing with myself. I'm tired of playing with you. I'm tired of playing with Nations Church. I'm tired of playing with the Woodlands. Therefore, I prophesy life in the name of Jesus. And as soon as you speak the word over that situation, you're out of the way. It's a God situation. That, somebody say that, they may live. Woo! Somebody say, when I prophesy, they'll live. When you find people dying, thy word is life. Somebody say, thy word is life. People die when they don't get the word. When the word isn't being preached, people die. Thank God for revival. There have been some people in this ministry that have died because of a lack of the word. Now, we've taught lessons, and some things have been out there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But God has loosed his word, and we've got to do everything in our power to make sure the word of God is strong that people might live. Now, we've changed some stuff up around here so that the word of God will be clear, that it would be accurate, that the people might hear. We don't get distracted with stuff we used to get distracted with. See, the word is a corporate thing. Don't you just blame it on the pastor, amen? Is the pastor washing your dishes?
No.
Somebody say, where is he going? Well, the word's not there. Why in the word there? Is the pastor straightening your chairs? This is a corporate thing. Notice that they didn't have increase in the body of Christ until they said, listen, you do these things and we'll give ourselves to prayer and to the word of God. Don't you blame it on the preacher because you ain't got no word. You should stop complaining about the preacher and get your butt in there and do the thing that's keeping the preacher out of the word. Oh, it's quiet in here right now. Somebody's getting it right. Amen. That's the truth. It's a corporate thing. But this church, we're getting it right. We are getting it right. We're doing what God told us to do. People are stepping up and starting to counsel people. I rejoice in that. Amen. I mean, it's getting to the point where we don't have to do anything but think about Jesus. We just hear the Lord and respond. But for those that have died, he said, prophesy unto these slain that they may live. The only thing that's going to get people that are dead back to life again is the word of God. The word will bring life again to this area. And some people say, oh, we just need a move with the river of the Holy Ghost. Well, that's really nice. But that's going to come on the wings of the word. When they needed to come back to life again, he said, prophesy, declare the word unto them. And the people began to live. So we know that the word is extremely essential. It's not on the back burner. It's on the forefront. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. I prophesied, and the breath came into them. Speak unto the dry bones, and they shall live. I prophesied, and breath came into them. Are you catching anything? Jesus came, and he died, but before he died, he spoke the word. I prophesied. And as I prophesied, they begin to live. Therefore, the word is life. The word is life. Thy word is life. And life more abundantly. I began to prophesy and I began to speak it. they began to hear it, amen, and then when they started to hear the word, it got on the inside of them. Then all of a sudden from the inside, something began to happen. They began to come alive again. Amen. Somebody say, the word has the ability to cause us to come to life again. Ooh, some of you people need to get a good word in your mouth. Some of us need to shut up our opinions and get the word out and start saying, listen, I'm going to stop talking to you about it. You're the head. You're not the tail. You're an overcomer. You're not an overcomer. When you find somebody ain't been in church for a long time, stop complaining with them and stop begging and crying, weeping and groping and moping. Oh, it wasn't nobody there on Sunday morning. Prophesy! Glory to God. Prophesy! Speak the word. Amen. The word will grab a hold of something that can't turn around and it will fix it. Honey, I don't care what you're doing right now, but I believe in the end you're going to come out on top. Glory to God. He who begun a good work in you is going to be faithful to complete it and walk away and leave it right there. Amen. I don't care what bar you're hanging out at. He who begun a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. You're going to be the head and not the tail. Revival's coming. I believe you're going to be a part of it. Bless you in Jesus' name. When you're ready, God will be ready. Say, I'm going to stop begging people and start prophesying to them, because they're not going to live anyhow. They're going to come in the flesh. They're going to look at you in your face. Then you're going to wish they go again. It's the truth. Don't you bring anybody in here that don't want to be in here, because you're not going to want to be in here. You ain't nothing worse than being in church with a bunch of people that don't want to be in church. You better prophesy the word. Prophesy the word and let the word keep them. If the word's not keeping them, they need to go. If they're entrapped in here by some flesh, they have got to go. People don't need to come to church until they're ready. Ain't no test this thing out and sample this thing out. No, you got to come when you're ready. Jesus had that all the time. He said, listen, you go and sell everything you have and give it to the poor. And wasn't that something? God couldn't do it. He got to the point where he couldn't do it. You got to be ready to come in. There's no such thing as purgatory hell either. A step to hell. There's not a step to hell and there's not a step to heaven. It's hot nor cold. Right nor left. Amen. Somebody say, get right or get left. It's the truth. And that's the problem with so many churches. We wonder why our nation is so messed up and so crazy. We just wonder why things, there's just woo-hoo-hoo. No. People don't need to come to church until they're ready to come to church. They need to stay out there and dance their booty off until they're tired. They need to drink. They need to get all the drinking over with. Don't let me interrupt your party. When they're ready, they'll come in. When they're ready, they'll come in. When they're ready, they'll be right. As soon as you prophesy enough word, amen, as soon as you speak enough good thing, they'll start to respond to the word of God. And then that word of God will catch them, they'll be there for good. Jesus ain't doing no backflips. He ain't biting his fingernails. No, he's not. He's doing the same thing he always did. He left the Holy Ghost and left his word. That's what they get. Take it or leave it. He had a wedding supper. We're talking about people that don't want to be someplace. Had a wedding party up in heaven. He begged people to come in, begged them, and they would not come. He didn't send out the angels to beat them in. Didn't God tell you you need to be at the wedding supper? Get on in there right now in Jesus' name. He didn't do that. He said, okay, stay on out there. You go. Go catch your own party. Somebody will take your place. Somebody else can be there. He made you. He can make another one just like him. My mother used to tell us that I made you and I can do the same thing. I can take you out and make one just like you. Amen. Hallelujah. That name and live. And I prophesied. And I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them and they lived. And they lived. And they lived. When the word went forth. When the word went forth and the word went out, he prophesied out onto them, and the word, the breath, the word, the rhema, the message, because the spirit is in the word. Amen. The anointing is in the word. He's anointed his word. Are you under, how many want to grab a hold of an anointing? How many want to catch an anointing? How many want to catch an anointing? The anointing is in the word spoken. God is in the word spoken. I just can't get it. Get the word. You'll get it. It's wrapped up in the Word. We got to learn to take the devil off our back and put him under our feet. Then we get real spiritual and get to the point where we get sick of having it under our feet. Cut the sucker's head off and get on with it. Under your feet is not enough. There was a battle with a king's folk that they fought this battle in Scripture, right? And they were commanded to kill their adversary. And they didn't kill the adversary. They had the guy under their foot. And the prophet goes in and said, "Why did you kill him?" "No, we got him right here." He said, "That wasn't enough. Take the sucker out. Cut the head off. It keeps coming back. Every time you got to go to the bathroom, he'll get up. He'll play possum on you. You take your foot off, he'll get up again." We need to get to the point to where we take the sucker's head off. We kill him. We kill that spirit. You can't necessarily kill him until the appointed time, but you can fix it to where he won't want to come back again. You can lick a devil to where he won't come back again. You'll get another one. You'll get some other one, but you can deal with that one. You can. They got sense. Some of them aren't that stupid. You can whip a demon so bad they will never show up again in your house. I am serious. I'm not dealing with some of the same spirits I used to have to deal with. You get to the point, you can whip some of those devils so bad. I mean, and you can embarrass. There are some cities and some churches that have embarrassed some devils so bad, some spirits so bad that they don't even show up in the city gates. Amen. I mean, that's why Jesus made a show of them openly. Amen. Because when you make a show of them and show them for what they are and they're embarrassed, they won't come back. They have to go to somebody else's church. I mean, don't just get the devil under your feet, but embarrass that devil so bad where he'll never show his face up again. He beat him and made a show of him openly. Humiliate the sucker. Better him to be screaming than you. Aren't you tired of screaming? Crying and complaining, and he got your arm behind your back. You say, "You don't need to be talking like that." Oh, you don't need to be talking like that. He's either whipping your behind, you got to be whipping his. It's the truth. I mean, he's mean. The devil is mean. He ain't going to leave you alone. He ain't in your house to play cards with you and drink tea. You might think he's there for a tea party. He's going to knock your face off as soon as he gets the right opportunity. Yeah, that's what he's there for. It's the truth. You better get the thing out. Anybody ever seen the movie Gremlin? They look so cute. Those gremlins look so cute. As soon as you drop a drop of water on those things, those things you were petting and hugging and loving on, they turn quick. So get him out of your face. That they may live. Somebody say, that they may live. So I prophesied and commanded them, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up. Living people stand. They didn't sit there on dialysis. Living people stand. He don't have you on IV, stuck in a hospital someplace. When the life of God gets a hold on you, you're going to be standing. You're going to be stable. Didn't say they sat. They laid there in the bed. They just started breathing and just sat there and waited for the next dose of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost hit them and they began to stand. Now I'm going to prophesy to some of you people right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I mean, there's some things that you haven't been able to stand in. Been initiated. Been messed up, defeated all of your life, been whipped by the devil and that you're cowered down. But there's a life coming into you that will cause you to stand up under everything. Stand! Living people stand. They don't crawl, they don't crouch, but they stand straight. Jesus said, "Take up thy bed and walk." Look at somebody in the face right now and say, "Get up." I prophesy to you right now in the name of Jesus. Get up! Glory to God. I don't want to hear it. But I can't, but nobody's helping to put me in the water. And they stood when they had the word. Amen. When you get the word, your butt's going to get up out of that mess you are in. Whether you like it or not, you're going to move. Get up. Many times we're trying to prophet, the devil's gone. But you got to speak to that person. It's gone. Ain't nothing holding you down. You are healed. You are set free. You're delivered. There is no more excuse. You get up in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Get up. See, that's the message that people don't want to hear. Ooh, look at somebody and say, "You're about to get up out of here. You're about to stand." Glory to God. Are you hearing it? You're going to come up. Get up. Don't be defeated. Get up. Get up out of that mess. Get up out of that circumstance. You can stand. God will help you. You can make it. Don't just stay there. Get up and do something. Get up and move. Get up and walk around. Prove yourself. Prove God that his word is true. Get up. The devil's trying to tell you you can't. Just get up. Just do it. You're not bound. I hear the Holy Ghost saying right now, there are some people that just heard the Holy Ghost. You got some situations that won't change, some things that won't give up, or some things that just won't break. You can't get a breakthrough. God saying, just get up. There's your word. Just stand up. What, it was that easy? First things first. First things first. After they stood up upon their feet. I rejoice when the people are able to stand. Some of us are having some problems, some struggles right now. I understand those things. The devil's trying to knock us down. I understand those things. But we're getting up. Not all of us at the same time. Some of us sooner and some of us later. Amen. And the one that looks ready to move, the whole church is to get behind him. Just push him up. Get up. And then as soon as they get up, they can help you up. Don't get jealous when somebody gets up before you. And they'll help you up as long as people get up. Now listen to the word of the Holy Ghost right now. This is a word to me right now. Because I wanted to go and do some things. And I wanted to enter out on some things. I got in here and the Holy Ghost said, no, encourage the people. Bless the people. And cause them to stand. Notice that this. And they lived and stood up upon their feet. Those dry bones. Now you can't do anything but dry bones but beat them together. And you know, every once in a while you can make some jewelry or something. Those worthless dry bones. The ones that were just couldn't do anything. They wouldn't get up. They became an exceedingly great army. God's gonna pull his army out of dry bones. He's not gonna rent in some people. He's not gonna rent in mercenaries and all this other stuff. He's gonna find himself some dry bones that refuse to get up. Dusty people. Too far gone. That means, and when the bones get dry, I mean, when it's bones, that means they've been in the grave a long time. I mean, they weren't even stinking. They were dry. And there was nothing even there. They had all, I mean, well, it was gone. They were dry. And the dry bones that stood up became an exceedingly great army. I'm going to get my army some dry. I need to find me some dry bones. Woo! Any dry bones in the house? I need an army. Calling all dry bones. Wanted. Dry bones. Everybody say, wanted. Dry bones. That we might prophesy unto them. We should get a band and call it the X-Bones. Woo! How many were dry at one time, then God gave you life? Amen. Now, I want you to meditate. Just find the driest bone you can find. And you start prophesying, great and exceeding warrior. You find old dried up sap. I mean, you couldn't get a drop of life out of them. So we got to look at things the way God sees things. And he said unto me, son of man, these dry bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, and say, our bones are dried and our hope, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. And we are cut off for our parts. Anybody kind of feel hopeless? Anybody feel hopeless? What it means, our hope is lost. I mean, the devil can beat you so bad that you lose your expectation. I mean, you were one time believing for a car, you expected this, expected it, then the devil got a hold of you. The only thing you're expecting is the next blow. Our hope is lost. Our expectation's gone. That hope is earnest expectation. Our expectation's just gone. I don't expect nothing. But you're going to gain your expectation back and your life back and your hope back. Faith is evidence of things hoped for. Your faith won't work on nothing but hope. If you don't have any expectation, nothing's going to happen. People get mad about that, but if you don't expect anything, it's not going to come. You need some expectation. I expect something good to happen, and your faith goes on top of expectation and hope. Hope is absolutely important. That's why we came here and said you can have it. I mean, when 3 years ago, I believed in God for $1 million, just knew he was going to get it. And you go through some of these financial battles, you say, well, boy, woo, I'd love to have that pair of shoes. But God wants to give you your expectation back. In revival, expectation and hope is restored. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. I speak to you tonight, you precious people tonight, all of you. Hear this as gone. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's reward. Hear this in the name of Jesus. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves. That's the thing that the devil's got you put in, your situation. And bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord God when I have opened up your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I am the Lord, have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord. We bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.